welcome to the Career Information Podcast. This is a series of four episodes in which we explore issues of career development for young adults, with a particular focus on the use of career information and the role of technology in careers. This podcast is brought to you by Edinburgh Napier University through a collaboration between staff and students in the School of Computing, Engineering in the Built Environment and the School of Applied Sciences. We're keen to hear your views on the topics discussed in this podcast, so after you've listened, please go back to the podcast webpage and leave a comment. Welcome to episode 2. This is the second of four podcasts from Edinburgh Napier University. In this episode, we explore career information skills. What skills do people need to find and use career information? To begin to answer this question, we have some insights from Marina Milosheva, a researcher who is exploring the concept of career information literacy.
Well, my name is Marina Milosheva, and I'm a third-year PhD student at Edinburgh Napier University within the School of Computing, and I'm researching young people's career information literacy and decision-making behaviours. And I'm really interested to know how young people research careers information and what sorts of skills they need in order to research careers information. That includes looking for information before they know what they want to do in the future, and also if they're quite set on their career decision making, information seeking is still something that they do. They just narrow down their research a bit more, so that's also something that I'm very interested in. In my work, I'm looking into this term career information literacy, which is a relatively new term in career information advice and guidance. I define this as one's ability to access, use, evaluate, and communicate careers information, and to use this information to make career decisions. So what this means in practice, for example, is that a young person who has quite good career information literacy skills will be able to find good quality careers information online and compare different options. And they will also be skilled in approaching other people and asking them specific questions about careers. And doing this over time will facilitate this young person's career decision making, as they will have sufficient information to base their decisions on. And having sufficient information about careers has some additional benefits as well. On one hand, this helps raise aspirations, and this can be quite useful in cases where aspirations might be low or there is not an awareness of certain career options that are open to a young person. And on the other hand, it also helps with going for options that are quite realistic and they're well aligned with one's strengths and preferences. So career information literacy has many applications. It's very important. And I'm personally really, really interested in it, ironically, because I'm quite bad at decision making myself. You know, I'm 30 years old, still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. So I want to know how to help others and how to help young people make informed career decisions and chart pathways into the future that are the best thing for them objectively and that are based on evidence, on sound career information advice and guidance. That's what my topic is really about. Career information literacy is an important skill for young people to have because we know that they are exposed to copious information, especially online and through social media. And we also know, partly anecdotally and partly through existing research, that making sense of this information can be challenging and overwhelming for them. And by determining their current levels of career information literacy, we can identify ways to support them with their skills development in this area. And that is why I'm interested in learning more about how, when, where, and why young people look for information about careers and how easy or difficult they're finding this to be. And I have embarked on this PhD journey to collect evidence regarding young people's experiences and the current support mechanisms that are in place for careers research in our secondary schools here in Scotland. So I'm looking both at current provision and potential future provision of support for career information literacy. In my research, I asked young people aged between 13 and 18 years of age to tell me how they go about researching careers and how they would prefer to be supported to develop their skills in the future. I found that although young people do possess some career information literacy skills and they do spend some time researching careers, they encounter some challenges as well. They would therefore benefit from improving their skills and spending more time researching. And that is indeed what came out in my findings. Young people are quite open to the possibility of learning such skills, which is very good to see. And the specific skills that they felt they needed to improve on are knowing what to search for, comparing different pieces of information, storing information, and checking to see if the information they see online is genuine. So that's tapping into misinformation, fake news, and all of the information that we see on social media, which is not regulated. We see that coming through in the findings. That's something that young people have also picked up on as they have done their careers research. And of course, it's also important to acknowledge that there are circumstances where young people are not actively looking for information. They're actually being exposed to it. They're encountering this information. That's also something I'm interested in. I am interested to know if they need different skills to do so and the whole package of skills that we can deliver to them. So I will be communicating this skills insight that I've developed to the funder of my research, Skills Development Scotland, in order to co-create policy with them that taps into these findings. My ultimate goal is to embed career information literacy support within our existing career offer in schools and to deliver a resource that is beneficial to all and something that they feel that they can engage with.
Is looking for careers information different from looking for other kinds of information?
So looking for career information is different from looking for other types of career information. And a specific distinction that I make in my own research is the difference between employability information, specifically graduate employability information, and career information. And the key difference between those two modes of information seeking is that employability is more short-term based. It's looking specifically for jobs after leaving school, and it's not really looking that far out into the future. Whereas career information seeking and career information relates to career pathways and long-term plans and one's general idea of what they might want to do in the future. So, for example, if someone says that they want to be a graphic designer or go into graphic design, then that would be an example of a career because they are thinking about their future prospects and they are researching jobs and training pathways, education pathways, a combination of opportunities over time and over several years, which will get them to their ultimate career goal. And you can see how this contrasts with job information, because that type of information seeking would entail maybe going on Indeed or another job search website and just looking for a job. So it's more about the career and the long-term prospects career planning and career decision making and integrating that with information literacy. So that's how employability and career information are different.
Does the way we handle information change as we get older?
I think that the way that we handle information changes as we get older. And we see this with young people in particular. In their formative years, we know that there are multiple stages to their engagement with careers information. And when they are still in and around 7 years of age, they are in more of a fantasy stage of career decision making, where they might imagine themselves in a certain career. They might play with toys that are maybe related to being a doctor or fire engines or anything that's maybe an astronaut, anything that helps them envision themselves in the future as doing that job or that career. Then as they move into adolescence, we start to see, specifically in the work of Mary McMahon, that they begin to develop more specific and more realistic career plans. And that's very interesting to see how their earlier ideas may be completely rejected in favor of something else, or they might take their original fantasy stage ideas and begin to refine them and position them within available opportunity structures. And that's a phrase that we like to use quite a lot in career guidance research. So they begin to look for specific secondary school subjects that they could be taking, or apprenticeships, college courses, university degrees, and work experience and volunteering opportunities, all of these opportunities that will lead them closer to their career goal. So we definitely see this progression over time, which would be very interesting to explore in further research. And in my research, I did encounter some age-related effects as well. What I found was that younger people, more towards 13 years of age, will have less engagement overall with career information. They will not be as certain with their career decision making as older adolescents will be, more towards 18 years of age. And so this progression over time is something that should be recognized in policy, because it's such a big change that we see. It's such a realization, if you will, of what one might want to do, and taking specific steps towards that changes over time. So there are policy applications of this phenomenon of age-related effects.
Was there anything in your findings that surprised you?
I did have some expectations, of course, on the basis of previous research of what I might expect to find. Specific things came out that led me to reconsider my approach. And one of them was the prevalence of career information that's being presented on TikTok. So TikTok, we don't necessarily view that as the most reputable, well-curated, up-to-date information resource. Maybe my world of work is something that we would like young people to use more. But I found that they actually gravitate towards TikTok quite a lot. Not so much other social media platforms, which is an interesting finding in itself. So they're not as interested in Facebook information or Twitter information. It's specifically TikTok that's providing information that they're not getting elsewhere. And I asked them to tell me, what is it about TikTok that's so special? And they said that it's experiential information, knowing what the day-to-day of certain careers entails. And they quite enjoy the richness of the information that they get, because it's video information. It's almost like case study information of someone going about their day. And, you know, I start my day at 9 o'clock. I go for a coffee, then I chat to my manager, and they can begin to see themselves doing that career. So this TikTok information is really addressing a gap in the career information we provide. And that's why it's interesting.
Can we teach people to be career researchers?
I'm already seeing that they are careers researchers. They conduct research on their own, they take initiative, and they also do so in collaboration with others, specifically with careers advisors. There's a lot of collaborative information seeking that goes on there. And so I found evidence of this already taking place in practice. So there's definitely a potential there to enhance what's already going on. So in my research, I find that young people perform lots of career searches, lots of career research, and I ask them to tell me both what they do currently and what they would do ideally. So I'm looking to compare their current levels of career information literacy and also their imagined future improved levels of competency to see where the potential might lie for skills development in that area. But it's important to recognize that they already have skills and it's just a matter of enhancing them. They're already engaging with careers research, and we would be wise to seize this opportunity to educate them on how they could approach this process better in a more efficient way, and to make better informed career choices.
This concludes our second episode. In the next episode, we'll explore issues of artificial intelligence and automated career information. Thank you for listening. This episode of the Career Information Podcast was brought to you by staff and students of Edinburgh Napier University and was funded by the university's Public Engagement Programme. We are keen to hear your views on the topics discussed in this episode. To share your perspective, please go back to the podcast webpage and leave a comment. To find out more about our career information researchers, go to the university website, www.napier.ac.uk, and search for Meet Our Researchers. The Career Information Podcast is brought to you by myself, Peter Robertson, and colleagues and students of Edinburgh Napier University, including Maria Cecil, Peter Cruikshank, Susan Meldrum, Marina Milsheva, Bruce Ryan, and Marianne Wilson. The audio editor was Maria Fotti Rossito.